how do you eat an elephant? Life is, in effect, a large elephant. You look at it, and it can be overwhelming. What do I do? What am I going to do with all this free time now that I have? And that's the black hole a lot of people fall into. And in doing the research, I found here's a very good way to eat that elephant, is to look at life and break it into, which people have successfully done or provide us patterns, break it into its key life areas. And then you can attack those. There are 10 basic life areas, generally thought of, 10 basic life areas. If you break those into 10 pieces, then you can look in each one of those areas and you can make decisions about one or two or three areas in each of those that you can make better. And then you can start attacking that. Then you can start making real headway at life.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Is life like a glass half filled? Do we look at it as half empty or half full? Retirement can be like that as well. It can be all about our attitude to our life in retirement. Today's guest has spent considerable time researching the retirement topic and what we're going to be getting up to in retirement and how we can have a successful retirement by overcoming the obstacles. When we retire from full-time paid employment, we get the bonus of having extra time. And it's very important to the success of our retirement how we utilize this time bonus that we get when we retire. Welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast show. And my special guest on today's episode is Tom Harrison. And Tom is an author and a former certified public accountant. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
So I'm live in sunny Queensland on the east coast of Australia. Whereabouts are you?
I live on the sunny north part of Florida, United States.
So it sounds as though you enjoy being close to the ocean as well.
Well, we're about 50 miles from the ocean. I live in Tallahassee, Florida, the capital of Florida.
Right. So as an introduction to the listeners, could you just give a bit of a background to yourself and what inspired you to write your book, How to Overcome the Obstacles to a Successful Retirement?
Well, the motivation was really, I would say, desperation. I had never planned on or actually thought about retiring until I made the decision. I mean, I made the decision very quickly based on the realization that in doing what I was doing, which I was self-employed for about 35 years, that I was really not going to get much better at that. I'd achieved about what I could for various reasons. And so I decided to retire over a very short period of time. I did give the folks, I have one primary client, and I gave them about 9 months notice to finish out their fiscal year. But I knew at that point in time, I'd better get after it and look at it because I'd never given any real thought to retirement. And the idea really did not overly appeal to me. And the examples I'd seen were not all that great. So I decided to do some research. I think we can sit and try to figure this out ourselves, but it's much better to stand on the shoulders of wise people that have preceded us. So I started doing research about the 9 months before I retired, and then completed this research about 9 months after I retired. So this gave me something meaningful to do the first 9 months and kept me busy the first 9 months that I did of retirement. So for about an 18-month period, I researched, you know, what the obstacles were, and surprisingly found, I think, some very good ideas as to how to overcome those obstacles. And, you know, the great one being, I'm sure that most people hear, is just, you know, what do you do with all this time? I mean, all of a sudden you've got all this time and you've got no direction. And it's especially true for people that have not given retirement a lot of thought, or, you know, people maybe that were made redundant and so forth, that, you know, they find themselves at a point and they've just got to do something. So there's some real obstacles to retirement. But I think there's some great wisdom that people have provided over the years as to how to overcome those obstacles. So that was my motivation, was just sheer fear and desperation, which can be very motivating.
That was strong words you just used there, Tom. Do you think part of it is when people like yourself that have had busy careers in their working life and then they've suddenly retired, do you think it hits them harder?
Oh, I think it's no question. And I think it hits men a lot harder than it does women. Women, for some reason in general, and this is a generalization, appear to, you know, they have their friends, they have their life and so forth. So I think it's more of a man's problem than it is a woman's problem. I mean, you don't hear the fear about women driving their husbands crazy in retirement, but you certainly hear it very often about men driving women crazy in retirement. So, yes, I think it, for people that have not planned for it, especially hits them hard. But I think even for people that have planned for it, there are going to be great surprises when you wake up one day and it's not true, but you can certainly get the feeling of not having purpose. And that purpose is related very closely to hope. And if you don't have hope, you're going to be in bad shape mentally. And then that can start a real spiral.
Would you like to talk about your book now, Overcoming the Obstacles to Successful Retirement? How did that evolve over time?
Well, initially it was entitled, the working title was How Successfully Never Retire. And in a sense, that is still the great theme of it, is that when we retire, we should look at that as a point of transition. But the retirement concept, the retirement mentality, I think is, for most people, a mistake. You can't retire from life. You can, and we see that in a lot of cases in nursing homes and so forth, where people just checked out, they've retired. Retirement involves work. We still have time. We need to decide what to do with that time so we get better, rather than let the time just slip away and we get bored and so forth. So the concept of never retiring, I think, is still valid. It is work. Retirement is work in a sense, and it's good work. It's exciting work. It's work that can make us live a better and a happier life. But there's work with it. We can't sit back and just expect it to happen. It's not going to just happen. One of the benefits of being self-employed over the years is that you do have to be self-disciplined and self-motivated. And for people that have always been working for someone, often the motivation comes from above, or much of the motivation comes from above. And then, so you need to develop, I think, a kind of a self-employment mentality, because in retirement, that's what you're going to be, is you're essentially self-employed and going to have to decide what to do with your time.
So how have you found a successful formula for working this out? Are we apportioning our time to leisure, health and other activities?
I found mine early from the concept. In fact, I actually got into this and a basic idea came to me, and I actually pulled off and wrote a short little book and came back to this. And that short little book is in essence in this book. And that was, it's crazy. It sounds, I don't like philosophy. I'm an accountant that's generally going to be a very practical person. I'm a very practical person. So I'm fixing to say something that may sound philosophical, but it's quickly moved over to practical. And that is as basic as it sounds. And maybe people say, you mean that's not too much, but it came to me early on in my research and so forth. The essence of life is time. If you have time, you have life. If you have life, you have time. But the quality of life is in great part what we do with that time. So that became, again, a theme of the book is you know, making the most of this time and realizing that, in a sense, we've won a lottery of time. The people that retired have won a lottery of time. We've got 50 or 60 more hours a week that we didn't have before. You give most people 50, you give a mother with a newborn child 50 or 60 hours a week, and she's going to be much happier than she is because she's going to get some sleep. And people that need more time. Time has always been a pressure. All of a sudden, time, we have abundant time, and we want to make sure that that doesn't become a curse rather than a blessing. So the idea of that, and then as I did further research, I realized, you know, if we talk about getting better, you know, I can say to somebody, well, or say to myself, I need to get better at life. Again, that's very philosophical. How do you deal with that concept? And then I came over some very smart people. Most of your listeners are probably going to know the old adage of, you know, how do you eat an elephant? Life is, in effect, a large elephant. You look at it, and it can be overwhelming. What do I do? What am I going to do with all this free time now that I have? And that's the black hole a lot of people fall into. And in doing the research, I found here's a very good way to eat that elephant is to look at life and break it into, which people have successfully done or provide us patterns, break it into its key life areas. And then you can attack those. There are 10 basic life areas, generally thought of, 10 basic life areas. If you break those into 10 pieces, then you can look in each one of those areas and you can make decisions about one or two or three areas in each of those that you can make better. And then you can start attacking that. Then you can start making real headway at life. If I had to say an overarching theme of this, of the whole book, in one word, is better. One of the great obstacles or the downfalls in mentality and retirement and getting older is the idea that, well, you know, I'm just going to try not to get worse. And that becomes my objective. That is not motivating. If we can look at the concept of how can I get better, better is a great, great self-motivator, whereas not getting worse is not one. So if we look and say, okay, I've got 50 or 60 extra hours a week that I would have spent getting ready for work, working, getting back from work, and so forth. I now have that time. What can I do with that time in the area of mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, rest? It's a very important one to maintain and improve your discipline of rest. And that often falls apart in retirement. The financial, cleaning and upkeep, recreation, entertainment, personal grooming and hygiene. So those are the 10 areas that if you devote a little bit of time, I mean, if you look just for example, let's look at one that's is not important in itself, but is important overall, and that's personal grooming and hygiene. One thing that can fall apart. We generally have pretty good disciplines with personal grooming and hygiene when we're working. We know what time we're going to get up, we're going to get cleaned up, we're going to get ready, and so forth. And then we can retire and all of a sudden that basic falls apart. The impact of that can be very demotivating as we sit around in a slovenly condition. So the one of these areas is don't just try to maintain personal grooming and hygiene, but try to improve it. How can we make it better? The same is true in all areas. As I mentioned earlier, rest. It's very easy when we move into an area where we're not externally controlled in our time to a large degree to just, willy-nilly, I rest here, I don't rest here, and I have no pattern, and that begins to affect everything else.
Yeah.
Probably the invariably the longest section in the book is on the physical, because the physical, which often by the time people have retired, they've again moved in the mentality of, well, I just hope I don't get worse. I'm going to do what I can not to get worse, instead of looking and saying, no, let's devote an hour or two a day. You may not initially start that, but let's start by devoting time to the physical, because the physical is the great foundation for everything else. If we're not physically getting better, then everything else is going to follow that to a large degree. So we need to be devoting the time we didn't have before to the physical. I mean, I spend about 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. I've got that time. But I want to be better physically tomorrow than I am today. I don't want to look and say doctors can take care of it. I mean, I'm not sure how it is in Australia and other developed countries. But in America, many, many people have decided, well, I don't need to do anything physically because there are pills, doctors, procedures, and so forth that can cure all my ails. That is not correct.
What you're saying then, we need to have a positive attitude. We've got to make sure we don't sit around in our pajamas all day and have devote some time to looking after our physical health and fitness.
That's correct. I mean, I would not start with a positive attitude. I would do what made a positive attitude. And that is, as I said, better. When you start seeing better achieved in areas of life, that will make your attitude very positive and will be a self-motivator to keep going and do more. When you see yourself because you're doing some things mentally, whatever you enjoy, whether maybe it's reading some in some areas, maybe it's taking some college courses or so forth, you see yourself getting better physically. That will lift everything. You see yourself, getting the rest you need in the way you need it. When you see yourself spending time in your finances, doing nothing more than just getting them in order, because when you're working, you often just, you're just on a treadmill. I mean, you spend a little bit of time here, a little bit of time here. You just, you're just pounding these areas and you're just going around in a circle. But when you can spend a little bit of time, you can spend 2 or 3 hours just getting your finances, closing accounts, combining accounts, making fewer accounts, understanding what you have, and you will actually be better. And that creates positive. To try to start and say to somebody, let's just have a positive attitude, is again like attacking and saying we'll just have a better life. Better achieved is a great motivator. So, yes, I would say spend time on taking care of things. Spend time on, taking care of the assets you have, because that'll have a large impact on your finances. Again, as we're often when we're working, we don't have time to take care of our cars the way we want to. We don't have time to take care of our houses, our yards, and so forth the way we want to. When you go into retirement, if you've got a decent yard and you like that, your yard should start looking real good. Uh-huh. That is going to have a great impact on people. Your house being cleaner than it normally, that's going to have a big positive impact on you. So, yes, there's a lot to do with your time. And once you break life into those 10 areas, and once you start devoting a little bit of time in each of those areas every day or every week to make them better, not just to maintain them, you're going to eat up some of your time and you're going to find, well, I don't have as much extra time as I thought I was going to have, which is good. It's very good.
Right. It's time's getting away from us a little bit. Would you like to summarize your key points for now and then maybe go on and explain how people can get in touch with you? You have a website and how they could buy your book.
I'll do that. Let me just kind of sum up the theme of it is, it's in two words, why not? Why not with 40 to 50 hours extra week? Should we not, as we age, be better than we were last year and 2 or 3 years ago? And there's no reason why we cannot de-age. De-aging is a real possibility and can be achieved. So that, I would say, would be a question we need to keep asking ourselves with this time. If I've got 40 or 50 hours a week, why can't I get better in any number of areas? So, and yes, they can go. We have a website titled retireknow.com, retireknow.com. You can go there. That is a companion to the book that has the book is relatively short. The companion website has a lot of great articles we found doing the research. And instead of trying to paraphrase those or take little glimpses out of it to put in the book, we actually listed those articles, probably 30 or 40 different very good articles. And they were broken down by the various life areas. So their ideas on finance, their ideas on rest, their ideas on these various areas. So that's a very helpful website, I think. And they can contact us through that. They could also contact me directly by email, TomHarrison7th@gmail.com. And the book is, as I guess all books are available at Amazon.com. And it's Obstacles, Overcoming the Obstacles to Successful Retirement by Tom Harrison. In the U.S., it's $5. The last time I looked in Australia, it was $7.77. There are Kindle versions of that for those of you that use Kindle. And if you go to our website, retireknow.com, periodically, Amazon offers free versions of the Kindle book. And if you will give us your name and so forth and ask for us to notify you, we'll let you know when that goes on a free promotion at Amazon.
Well, thank you very much. It's been interesting hearing about your story and how you took the time to write a book about what we can do with our time in retirement. Thanks very much for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Anne. I appreciate it.
We've been listening to Tom Harrison, author of the book, How to Overcome the Obstacles to a Successful Retirement.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.